Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're live on the air, and I see a couple of people, and I'm trying to access them to join us, and I'm a bit of an issue here. So studio time aside, and all that, sometimes it's Mercury retrograde, and sometimes things are just challenging and difficult. So I'm going to talk a couple of things about what I'm here to do, and you guys that are listening, customer service is working on it as we speak. So anyway, a couple of things that have really helped me. I made up my mind about a few weeks ago to do something. Programs really condition my mind and emotions and my body working together to take it to a whole new level, right? Everything's a journey. And, man, it's been, what a journey it's been. Hasn't been easy. Sometimes it's been super fun. But in the morning time, what I do is I, because I'm always exercising. And so I exercise in the morning and I run. But before I get to the exercise part, I do 3 minutes of gratitude. 3 minutes of breath work and 3 minutes of visualization, and then I start moving. And as I said, it's made such a huge difference for me. It's just been great at what it's done with how I feel and who I am. And what does it really mean? It's like I never realized that we hold on to so much stuff, right? Because I've been doing this work and meditation too, all of a sudden I started thinking about things that are, you know, that have hurt me in the past, right, or I experienced pain with, right? And I was like, wow, why is this coming up? I even forgot I had, you know, had that feeling. So I've been able to release it and let it go. And as a result, things are moving faster in my life with my business and my personal life, and my runs are getting better. How cool is that, right? And so what is important to you, you know, and that's something that I ask myself every morning, okay, what is it I want to create this week? And I'm working on some things that to generate more business, and we're wanting to do something with a big angel coaches with a big video company to put our videos out there to help, you know, each other, to help ourselves, to help other people. And, that's kind of cool. I also am slowing down and saying, okay, what is it that holds me back in a personal relationship? Because I'd like to create a great one, right? And figuring that out. And meeting some incredible people, men, right? Because I love men. If you're a girl and you love men, you know what I'm talking about, or if you love whoever you love. So that's been really cool. And then I go, okay, I got to get disciplined. And so being super disciplined, almost like an accountant, because you guys, I love you guys. You guys are super disciplined. And I do. You guys just go in there and do it and leave. Or maybe take it home with you. I don't know, but hopefully not. And I realized that discipline's not a bad thing, because true discipline gives you freedom, right? And if you don't worry about things, you know, things are getting done. Something that I'm trying to do, learning to do even more of. And discipline is important. Good. Oh, please, they're texting me now saying yes. I hope this works. Okay. Allie, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Can you hear me? I'm in the car.
I can. Oh, good. You know, so, and I've got Tisha here. Tisha's here. Hey, Tisha, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Anyway.
How are you?
Good, good, good. So, anyway, with that in mind, I was talking about, first of all, I'm going to be married and have lots of love and joy. But that 90 day of discipline and visualization has been really key with me. Allie, I know that you've got a lot on your plate. What do you want to create? What are you looking to create?
You know, the same thing. I think you brought up a really good point. You and I talked about this yesterday. I'm in my second 30 days of being out of a relationship. It's been tough. It's bad at highs and its lows, and I kind of hit some serious lows. For me, it's around doing what you say and saying what you mean. So with that in mind, creating the life that I want to live, because I'm still trying to figure that out. But it's going to involve definitely coaching and mentoring and angel coaches, finishing my school, honoring, you know, the job that I currently have, which I love, honoring the people that I love, that I work with, and really helping them to grow and to reach their potential, really taking my school to the next level. For me, it's around discipline, around paying my bills ahead of time, exercising, meditating, getting up every morning, reading the Course in Miracles, meditating, really taking that time to kind of ease into the day, rather than jump starting the day, you know, on a crazy note. Those are the things that I'm manifesting right now, and then from there, I know that it's going to take me even into higher places.
Cool, I like that. So you're doing it. That's cool. I know it's been a rough road for you, and a good road for you, and the ups and downs for you, but you stay true to yourself. And I think that's so key, staying true to yourself, you know. And I have a hard time, the challenge for letting people see my personal life. And that's one thing I'm learning to open up about. So, you know, and not that it's anything big. I mean, you know, I think it's my personal life. But Tisha's been a good example of that because she just shares a lot of good stuff.
You brought up something, if I could interrupt for a second, you brought up something really interesting. It's about being true to yourself, and that's something that I never did. I always put everybody else in front of me. I always put everybody else's problems. I always put men in front of me and their needs and wants and what they wanted, and I got badly burned by that. But now I'm looking at myself, and at first it was like I was scared to death, but now I realize it's not that bad. It's like, wow, I really do like me. What a concept.
Oh. Wow, that's neat. Anyway, Tisha, I know that you're going through a rough time and a good time, and she probably being true to herself, and not something that you're learning, taking it to a whole new level. You're learning it in a real battlefield, and I know you've got joys in there too as well, but that's hard to do, and I think that's a key in being super successful in your life. It's being true to you, true to your word, and saying what you mean and meaning what you say. And I know that you guys who are listening now or listening to it later, she's in an industry where it is male chauvinism, I think. I'm going to say it like that, and not a lot of women in it. So when they see a woman, they sometimes are not as respectful as they need to be. And I'll put it like that. But she's just learning to walk the walk, talk the talk, and being super strong in business. In a tough world, I don't know if I could do it. So, because I'm, you know, but I mean, I'm sure I could if I had a passion like you do for organic food and keeping seeing people healthy. But tell us what you feel about certain things that are propelling you forward, like saying what you mean, meaning what you say, keeping your word. What do you feel that is making a difference for you in your own business, in your own personal life? As I know, it's been some hard lessons, challenging lessons, maybe better word.
Well, I'm trying to stay to my business plan and stay with sustainability and not give up. There's just highs and lows. Sometimes I'm top of the world and I think everything's going to be great. And then all of a sudden, everything comes crashing down. There's really bad people, and the really bad people, I found some good people. I'm a little tired right now. I'm not as funky as I normally am, but I think you know why, Tari. So
I do.
I'm just like in a waiting period right now, and I'm trying to figure out my next moves. I'm where, as bad as everything's always getting, I'm still cold calling, I'm still making phone calls, and I still keep going, you know. And, you know, like yesterday could have been a horrific day for me if I would have not kept going. I got a cell phone ticket and summoned to court for $400 and, you know, in the same breath, because I was lost and I wasn't thinking and things were erratic for me. And, you know, I was like, whoa, like, you know, I could have went in bed, like, and it was pouring rain out and, you know, I was late to the appointment. And, you know, like that Alexander Had a Bad Day, that movie, you know, and all that, everything bad happens kind of like in a way. But then I got some good opportunities and all that bad yesterday. That keeps me hopeful and keeps me motivated and keeps me moving. I'm a little drained right now, but I am going to just expect it all to come to me, because not because I'm not doing anything about it, just because I believe in the law of attraction and I just keep moving, and I believe it's going to take me to the right place. And, you know, I make some mistakes and some good choices, bad mistakes and good choices, bad mistakes, good choices. And hopefully it's going to lead me to a place and that I want to be, which is $30 million in sales. I'll take $15 million, but if the third partner comes on, I'll need it at $30 million. I hope it's going to take me there. I'm just, every day I meet a new people. It's just about whatever thought I have and the action I take behind it. It's either that or I'm going to crawl up in bed and put the covers over my head. And I really don't want to do that. So I just keep going.
You are my hero. Okay. And you guys, you both are, because you guys are taking, and you know, you're taking your life and you're taking your dream. Tisha is a passion for organic food, and she doesn't look like one of those organic people. She, you know, shops at the really high-end stores and lives in that, you know, and lives in a great place. But that's her heart, okay? And Allison, I know that your heart is with children and adults, and you guys want to create a great business and are in the process of. So the downs that you've got right now and the ups that are combined with it, at least you're seeing it. I'm going to share this with you. Most people give up. Most people walk away. Most people say, I can't do it. And they go back to safety, whatever safety means to them. You know what I mean? And so you guys are finding your passion and chasing it. And not only in setting some goals, and it's really not the goals that you set, although I think that's important, right? But it's about the person you become as you're getting the goals. And I'm going to say this to you both, and myself included. I look at both of you guys, very different paths that you're walking, but very similar too, because, man, it takes a lot of guts, and it takes a lot of standing up and saying, I'm going to make this happen one more time, and I'm lost, and they're going to be pissed because I'm late, Tisha, or Allison, you know what, I'm taking 10 pounds of feathers and putting them in a 5-pound bag, I got to redo everything, and the guy that I thought I was going to marry, the guy of my dreams, is he's a dirt bag, or, you know, or whatever you want to say. I mean, it's okay to call him whatever, because he's a great teacher, and you're a great teacher, blah, 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 I can say all that, but it takes, and then you pick yourself up, and you walk, yeah, right? You walk out, yeah, and you go to the meeting and you say, hey, I'm sorry I'm late, but traffic was bad, or there was I got lost, whatever it is. But being true to yourself is so key here. And I know that's so hard to do. Man, I do. But you know what? You guys aren't crawling in a bed. You're not crawling in a hole. You're doing a deal. And you know, you guys inspire me, man, because I want to cry because I know what you guys go through and I know where you are. And anybody that listens to this show now or later, these women are amazing, okay, because they're not only chasing their dream, they're doing it, putting the steps in place to make it happen, and not make it, but to create it to happen. And I support you guys. We all support each other. And you guys are so, so amazing and my heroes. And Tisha, I know what you're going through. Allison, she's going through some real challenging things. It's not her by herself. She's got a whole family. She's got three triplets there, two boys that are triplets. And she's trying to create a life. And do some things there that are not easy to do by yourself, right? And so, kudos to you. And in an organization of men that are just some of the things they do, I think they need a good old spanking. I know my dad would spank that brother if I had one. So what I mean to treat a woman like, and you've overcame it, and you're demanding respect, and you're getting it, and good for you. And you're doing it on your end. Good for you. And it takes a lot. Don't you ever just want to stop? Yeah, I do, right? You know, so.
No, you've got incredible perseverance. And, Keisha, you're going to be okay. I feel it. I don't know why I feel compelled to tell you this. Say in the next week to 2 weeks, you're going to have an incredible breakthrough. And you're going to look back at this time, and you're going to be so thankful that you've had the perseverance and the endurance to do it all. And just God bless you.
Man.
I think you're.
From your lips to God's ears, I hope so, you know.
I know so. Well, anyway, we do. We know so.
I like that.
Yeah, we know so. Tisha, and by the way, guys, she just started driving, and never drove anywhere except to the grocery store and the store. And now she's driving all over New York, New Jersey. I think she even went to Pennsylvania.
You told me he's got that story.
New York.
I love that story. Every time I want to stop, I go, I can't drive today. I'm like, I think about you. I was like, no, I'm going to drive.
That's pretty funny.
Never going anywhere but a half a mile to a mile down the road, and now you go all over, New York,
well, I grew
Manhattan.
Up in, my defense, I grew up in the city, so you didn't need to, and then when you move to the suburbs, and it's either that or you live a very, very sheltered life, but things become hard, and now I like to just get in my car, and, one of my favorite things to do is to drive. Very peaceful for me.
That's cool.
So
I like it.
It's probably my time of thinking and figuring, game planning. Then that, and then in the middle of the night again, after I wake up from my night sleep.
That's funny. Well, she's doing her deal. I know it. You're doing your deal and driving and making it. They're creating it happen. Tisha, and you too, Allie. You guys are Allison. I always call Allie around. You guys are creating it. And Vic here. Vic, I don't know if you want to say anything, but Vic and I have been. We had a great weekend doing some things and connecting. But she's a friend of mine, local down here, and she's also a beauty and health wizard, and that's why I call her. And one of the most beautiful women on the inside and the outside I have ever had the honor to meet. She's like you and Allison, Tisha. She, so I think you guys should be like in one of those beauty magazines, all three of you. How do they stay so beautiful? That's a secret. We won't say anything now, but anyway. Personal grooming is a lot more when we get a little older than it was in her 20s. I don't think I thought about personal grooming. I thought about sleeping. So, anyway, you guys, Vic, I'm not going to bother you. You want to say anything? Or just it's background? All right.
Hey.
Good. I'm glad you're here. Hi, honey. How are you? Welcome.
Good.
Anyway, so any words of pearls of wisdom that you want to share? Because I know that you yourself have been going through some challenges, and you're overcoming them and moving forward. And, trust and faith is a key thing for all of us, I think. But anyway, Vic,
I agree.
Yes. Having trust.
And patience. Don't forget to ask patience for that.
Yes. Yeah. So you know what? I never ask for patience because then God puts you in situations, where you can develop patience. I just do what Whitney told me, say, thank you for all the patience that I have because I don't need to be tested anymore. So, I say that to all of you guys. That's cool.
I get the point.
Some big, I got it. Anyway, get to move over, you cloud-hugging, harp-strumming angels. Let's make it happen. You're created to happen. Anyway, love and business savvy and business, all the things that you guys are looking to create and are happening. And sometimes it doesn't seem like anything is moving. I get it. But I promise you, it is. I say that to myself as well, Anyway, I got a strong message about something a couple of days ago, and I have to honor it, and so I've set up the time to write the letter and make sure that I do it. And I'm a little nervous about it and scared that you guys get in your thoughts and your dreams, all right? But I've got to do it. And the message I got was believe in yourself, Tari, and I teach that, and I believe in myself, so I'm going to do it. And anyway, that's a whole other story. So, all right, you guys, let's say a prayer. Does anybody want to lead it, start it, Tisha, Vic, Allison, Allie, you want to start it? Doesn't matter. All right, let's do it so everybody can get to school, and I'll just say it, and then we can end it. Dear angels, God, soul family on the other side, and all the light beings and ascended masters and the causal plane, thank you for letting us be here together. Thank you for letting things happen, and I know that in divine and perfect timing, and help us to raise our vibration so that we can understand the divine and perfect timing and not get again frustrated. Probably shouldn't say damn, but so frustrated. And thank you for letting us be happy, right? And thank you for letting all the business deals with Tisha happen. Thank you for letting all the school stuff and the personal stuff for Allison creating it to happen. And thank you for letting all the personal stuff for Keisha too, you know, why everything, you know, her heart. And thank you for Vic and all the things that she's creating and we're doing together and the personal things that she's creating in her own life. Thank you for knowing that you guys are helping her with that. And thank you for helping my own life and the things that I'm looking to create. And thank you for helping anybody that listens and wants to put their own energy out there. We support those in the future that are going to listen to the show and those right now. And we send all our energy out to support everybody's dream and goals and walk with integrity and walk with the power of intention within us and with non-judgment and creating it to happen. And we say, amen, so it is. All right, you guys.
Amen.
Amen. So it is. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a great day, guys. Keisha, I'm going to call you in a bit, okay, in about 15 minutes. All right, take care, everybody.
Okay, bye. Good. Sounds good. Bye.